You're listening to a PFE Network podcast. Podcast for everyone. Podcast for all people of all ages.
The following podcast contains content not suitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
You're listening to the FPS Freaks Podcast, your weekly gaming podcast for all gamers. In this week's episode, we are going to be continuing our discussion on PlayStation 4 and next generation consoles. Also, in our Minecraft Madness segment, we are going to be continuing giving you updates on Title Update 9. So, please enjoy episode 18 of the FPS Freaks Podcast. So, what is up, guys? It's me, Tyler, here, and I'm here, as always, with...
The Dingo.
Say your name, dude.
Okay, I'm gonna say my name, Austin. Sorry, I just felt like making an awkward silence there for a moment.
Yeah, you just made a gay baby be born,
you know what,
dude.
You know what? Screw you.
What's up with that, dude? You're making more gay babies. We already talked about...
You know, there's already enough of them in the world.
There is, dude.
And you're one of them.
Okay, whatever. So, when we left off last week, we were talking about, you know, next generation consoles and whatnot. So this week we are going to, continue to dwell on, next generation consoles and stuff like that. So if you guys didn't know, the PlayStation 4 was formally announced on February 20th, which was 3 days ago because today is February 23rd. So, we have a lot of news about the PlayStation 4, and that's pretty much the only next-generation console we're going to be talking about in this episode because, you know, that's the only next-generation console that's been announced other than the Wii U, and I believe that we all agree that that sucks. Isn't that right,
Austin? Wii U was just a terrible device.
The Wii U sucks.
But so, PlayStation 4 should be coming out around the holiday.
PlayStation 4 is planning to come out around the holidays of... 2013, so sometime, you know, November, December, something like that. So, good Christmas present. So, let's quit talking about what we're gonna talk about in the news, and let's do a little bit of what you've been playing. So, Austin, what have you been playing this week?
Skyrim, Minecraft, but Black Ops. I actually played Halo 4 a little bit. Mm-hmm. I kind of can't get back into the feeling. Don't know why, but why is some music coming up right there?
Because that is when we're going to start rocking out. It's just because I didn't put the music earlier in the template. It's because now it's time to rock out and get into what you've been playing.
Yeah. Oh, we were already there, weren't we?
Yeah, we got there a little early, but it's cool.
Yeah. Minecraft, Halo 4, Black Ops 2, and Castle Miner Z, fun arcade game. Well, not arcade, yeah. It's indie game. It's actually the most played indie game. And if any of y'all are looking for a mystery game or kind of a scary game, I would recommend the game Alan Wake. I don't know why I'm bringing that up.
That game
really
is
good.
So old.
It is old, but I mean, it's still a fun game.
That game is older than my grandma.
Okay, first of all, the Xbox hasn't been out that long. I mean, since when did they have an Xbox?
She's only 63.
Since when did they have an Xbox in the Stone Age, Tyler?
Okay, you win.
All right, so let's carry on.
Let's carry on, wayward son.
Exactly.
So, is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn.
Oh, cool. So, this week, if you guys remember... Stop hitting your mic, dude. It didn't deserve that. Well, but so if you guys remember, last week we talked about me getting banned on Black Ops 2. Last night around 7 o'clock, I got unbanned. Now, I did not play Black Ops 2 because I had gotten a different game. So basically, I've been playing a little bit of Crysis 3. Now, not a lot, because I played a little bit of the campaign for about an hour, and, you know, I really liked the game. The graphics on it are amazing. All that stuff. Now, the only problem that I really had with it was that, for some reason, my Xbox will not let me... It won't let me play the multiplayer. I do not know why. I have no idea, but every time I go into multiplayer, my Xbox will freeze, and I have to restart it and everything. It's totally crazy. I have no idea why it does that. I'm going to try and get that fixed out.
You know what? How do you call an Xbox before we started this?
What?
What happened to you starting, well, calling Xbox before you started?
I just really wanted to do the podcast.
Yeah, and I really wanted to see that freaking Destiny video. We'll have to talk about that later. But someone was too lazy to show me and had to beg.
Yeah. But so basically, all I've been playing this week was a little bit of Minecraft, some Minecraft.
I have not seen you play Minecraft in over a month. What are you talking about?
I was playing Minecraft
this
week.
The other night.
I was playing Minecraft. Shut up. I've also been playing.
It still has a hole in it.
I've also been playing Minecraft Pocket Edition, and I've been building some cool houses, you know, because I'm a beast. But
not really.
Whatever.
He has to say that.
So I've been playing a lot of Halo 4, considering that's all I can freaking play. And you know, I played a little bit of Crysis 3.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Should we tell them about our upcoming special guest, or is that later on? What?
Well, actually, next week on the show, special guest wise,
possibly next week. Possibly
next week, we are going to be having the person that holds a world record in Black Ops 2. Black Ops Dose. Do you want to talk about this guy first, like a little bit?
Yeah, you go ahead. I don't
know. Okay, so I was just strolling around on YouTube, you know, strolling around just a little bit. And you know what, we're about to have to get in the news, but I'll talk about this later. But yeah, the music is coming up. It's about time to get into the news, because we've been going for 7 minutes. So, ladies and gentlemen,
okay,
let's get into
like
the news.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today? Okay, we got the news here. And my name is Austin. This is Tyler. We're about to give y'all some news. And I'm going to be a newscaster for this news section that I don't know what the news is going to be.
Right.
So, here's Tyler
with
the news.
You guys are about to enter the no-spin zone. All right. So, yeah, we are talking about, in the news, we are talking about next-generation consoles. That's also a part of our discussion. You know, basically in the discussion, though, we're going to be talking about the PlayStation 4 versus the, like, new Xbox. So... so the first thing that let's talk about is Destiny. Okay. Now, for those of you that don't know what Destiny is, Bungie, the maker of Halo's 1 through Reach?
No,
they made Reach.
Yeah, 1 through Reach.
1 through
well,
Reach.
Well, actually, we'd have to say Reach through 3. Because Reach really
well,
is cool.
Okay, they made Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 3 ODST, and Halo Reach. Now, they stopped in the middle of Halo Reach, and 343 Industries took over on the map packs. They only made the game, and 343 made the map packs. So, but Bungie, basically the maker of the Halo games, you know, they started the Halo series. We know that, you know, they stopped making Halo for Microsoft. But what they have started is a new game called Destiny. So I'm going to read this article from Game Informer. Basically, this is a really huge article. I'm not going to read all of it, but it says, in 2010, Bungie went through a number of radical changes that left behind its parent company, Microsoft, to become an independent game developer and struck a 10-year deal with Activision and moved into a new studio space and left Master Chief and the ring-shaped world of Halo behind to begin work on a new universe. So, this new universe in Destiny, it takes place on the planet Earth, but it is well into the future when a mysterious weapon destroyed most of the planet and inhabitants at the end of the humanity's golden age. One city remains, however, surviving thanks to the intervention of the Traveler. And the Traveler is a gigantic moon-shaped ship that looms over the Earth's last surviving city. No one knows what the Traveler is or where it came from, but it saved humanity by making sure a small population survived. So, players in Destiny take on the roles of the Guardians, which are the protectors of the city who receive power from the Traveler. Each player has his or her own Guardian and can customize everything about them, including their appearance, class, weapons, and ship. Bungie didn't divulge the differentiations between each class, but it spoke of hunters, titans, and warlocks. As a protector of the city, you live in a persistent and changing world, venturing into the Earth's ruins on missions to explore, collect, and loot. You can even venture outside of Earth to visit other planets of our solar system, such as Venus or Mars. Ambiguous powers, come from the Traveler, empowering Earth's guardians with a magical force. It sounds kind of, similar to, like, Star Wars having the Force. But this is, kind of at a very early stage, this game is, But Austin, hearing this article, this seems like Destiny is basically a cross between Halo and Star Wars: The Old Republic, kind of. It's kind of got like that World of Warcraft feel because you have your different classes, but then it has your first person shooter of Halo.
What?
Basically,
Star Wars is a lot like Star Wars: First Republic, and it has the first person shooter Republic. Such as old. Has a first-person shooter like Halo, but I'm sorry, I'm busy on my phone right now, and it's very fun. And anyways, yes, I do kind of think it's like that. I don't know what question you asked me. I'm just going to go ahead and say this.
So
yeah.
Basically, Destiny seems like Halo 4, or Halo, crossed with Star Wars. So, Austin.
Yes?
Would you buy Destiny?
Actually, it does look really cool. I probably won't get it from PlayStation 4, depending on if I get the PlayStation 4 or not, which if I do, it'll probably be around Christmas time, but... Oh. Sorry, I'm speaking really fast, because I don't really know what to say, basically, so I'm just, like, thinking off my head, so when I think off my head, I talk really fast, and it kind of can't help
it
sometimes.
But it looks like, Destiny looks like a really fun game. I really, like, I don't even think they've had gameplay, but... I don't even think that they really have gameplay. But like I said, Destiny looks like a really freaking good game. It is a launch game, or it's one of the games that's coming out on the PlayStation 4. So you guys can see that. You guys will see that on the PlayStation 4. It'll also come out for PlayStation 3 as well and the Xbox 360. So Austin, is there anything that you would like to say before we move on to the next segment, which is PlayStation 4?
Actually, no, I don't, considering... Well, actually, I still want to know if... Well, has they even officially announced Xbox 720?
No, they have not officially announced a new Xbox.
They need to soon, and I'm going to laugh if Xbox comes out a day before PlayStation 4.
It probably won't. They have to... This needs to wait until the end, the discussion during the wrap it up part of the show, or the breakdown. So let's move on into the next segment, which is PlayStation 4. So
I don't think they heard that.
I don't think they did.
PlayStation 4.
So now we're gonna start talking about our next generation consoles, such as the PlayStation 4. So this is an article that was posted on February 18th. Now, I don't know if they talked about this in the press conference, but, the new PlayStation may offer games a chance to try out cloud streaming technology, allowing developers to run software on server systems and stream it off of the internet. The Sony chief executive... Oh, man, I have the hiccups. Sony chief executive took in... they purchased that... Gaikai Incorporated, so now they're using cloud gaming, so it might be able to allow cross-platform with phones and tablets and stuff. That is, like, I don't know about you, Austin, but I think that would be a really cool addition to the PlayStation, or, I mean, any console. It's kind of like what Xbox did with the whole smart glass thing. But you can actually play games. Smart glass, you can just kind of control your Xbox.
Actually, all I heard was something about a smartphone. Okay, take my phone away.
Okay.
Twitter will wait.
So, PlayStation 4 may have streaming capability.
with the smartphone?
Between phones, ooh, tablets, computers, stuff like that.
So wait. So PlayStation 4, I could take my phone out, stream, be like, I'm texting with my phone, but also sending it from a PlayStation.
No.
Oh.
No, it's streaming games. You could have the same game on your PlayStation and play it on your phone and stream it from your phone.
Okay, or something like that. I don't think that would happen because the phone would have to also be linked to Sony or something.
No, it's all through internet cloud. It'd probably be an app. Something.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But see, you know, they're showing here like a TV, a tablet, a computer, a laptop, but stuff like that. But I think that would be a really cool addition. You know, a really cool addition to the thing.
I do too, but I still am not that much of a fan of PlayStation. So,
we'll
see how the PlayStation 4 works out. And if Xbox doesn't come out within a month or two after PlayStation 4, then I'm probably not going to get... Well, then I'll probably get the PlayStation 4. Mostly because I'm actually ready for a next-generation gaming console. A lot of people are, so...
I'm just ready for something else.
But the thing that's really going to suck is that I'm going to lose all of my Xbox account until another Xbox comes out.
That's another thing I've been wondering is if you have, like me, I have my old PlayStation Network account, which I'll create a new account for the PlayStation 4. But, like, the new Xbox, if the new Xbox comes out, will the Xbox Live be the same? Because if you had Xbox Live on the original Xbox, and then could you use that account to get on Xbox Live for Xbox 360?
Well,
could you use your Xbox 360 account to get on the 720 or whatever they end up calling the new Xbox?
Well, it's probably going to be called the Xbox 720.
Well, they haven't officially announced a name
for it. Yeah, I know. But like for Xbox 360 now... When you don't have your account on an Xbox, it says download profile. So I'm thinking they're probably going to be able to do that with Xbox 720, but I'm not sure if you're going to have all your achievements and everything from the other Xbox, or even if Xbox 360 games are going to be playable on the 720.
Well, now, if you notice, when you download, I'm sure that it'll have backwards compatibility, kind of like, you know, some of the Xboxes, like I believe it was the arcade, didn't have backwards compatibility.
I'm not sure, but the Xbox 360...
The Xbox 360 Pro and, like, the Elite, they had backwards compatibility, but I don't think the arcade did, so they'll probably...
the arcade did, because my brother got an arcade, and we were able to play Halo 1 on it, so... Oh.
Well, there was one... I know there was Xbox...
It was probably one of the early versions of arcade.
Yeah, there was an Xbox that didn't have backwards compatibility, and then they came out with one later that had it. So... but backwards compatibility for the Xbox 720 is what we'll just call it for now.
So do we need to start going on to the controller, or have we been there and done that?
No, we have not talked about the controller. So, yeah, let's talk about the controller here. PlayStation 4, their new DualShock 4 controller. Actually, and when the PlayStation 4, when you get it, it's going to be bundled with, the console, the headset, and the DualShock 4. And also some more stuff. So, let's see. What all do we want to talk here?
We need
let's
to tell
just
them
read
what all the features are.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about the DualShock 4. So, we talked last week a little bit, and all of it was rumored, but now everything that we're talking about here is confirmed. It came from Sony's press conference on February 20th. So, during their reveal, they showed off the new DualShock 4 controller, and they have a full breakdown of what we, like, they give us a full breakdown of what we know so far. So, the biggest addition in the new DualShock is the touchpad, which sits between the D-pad and the face buttons. And it looks, very similar to those leaked images. It has a touch, outlets speculated that the interactive touchpad interactive pad was a touchscreen capable of displaying graphics, but now it appears to be more like the touchpad on the back of the PlayStation Vita. So it's some kind of touchpad.
Wait, PlayStation Vita had a touchpad on the back?
Yes,
of it
does.
Oh, I did not know that.
So the PlayStation Vita, you know, it had that little touchpad on the back, and this has that touchpad. It's going to somehow come into, come do something in your games. Something is going to happen, with your games.
Well, it's
going to be used somehow.
This is what I'm thinking. I'm pretty sure that since PlayStation's having a controller with a touch screen on it and everything's coming out with touch screens on them,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure Xbox is going to have one too.
Probably.
But Xbox has also announced
well, now,
a...
This is the only thing that's going to keep PlayStation or Xbox from putting a touchpad on here is Sony having a patent. It's the only thing.
So wait, Sony has a patent?
No, they can patent it.
They shouldn't though, because a lot of companies have already been doing it.
Well, there's the music, so we got to take a break, and when we get back, we will continue talking about the DualShock 4. So please enjoy this music, and we will be right back.
Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to the first half of the FPS Freaks podcast. When Tyler and Austin return, they're going to continue talking about the DualShock 4 and the PlayStation 4. While you're waiting, check out some of our sponsored groups, such as the Duke Squad on Twitter at MC in the House. Also, don't forget to check out our other sponsored groups, such as Zero Gaming. You can check them out at Twitter at Zero Gaming Team. Don't forget to check out Vilm Gaming on the PlayStation 3 at Vilm Gaming on Twitter. You can also check out the FPS Freaks podcast on YouTube at youtube.com/FPS Freaks Podcast. We're about to start up a new segment on the show, Tips and Tricks, and we would like to have your questions to ask our Tips and Tricks person. If you have any questions, just tweet us at FPS Freak with the hashtag FPS Freaks Podcast.
And fuck you.
Alright, so Tyler and Austin are now done getting their drinks and banging their cheap hookers, so let's get back to the second half of the FPS Freaks podcast. Alright guys, we are back. Where were we, dude? I don't know. I mean, I kind of forgot everything when I was banging that cheap hooker. Jensen's.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say that.
All right. So, I think we were talking about the touchpad. Basically, what we were talking about was that if Sony gets this touchpad, they're probably going to patent it. It's going to be like how they couldn't put it in the first DualShock 3 in the six-axis controller for the... For the PlayStation 3, it was just called the 6-axis. In that first controller, they didn't have rumble, and the reason was because Microsoft had a patent on it somehow, and they got sued, and then they found a way around it and came out with the DualShock 3 6-axis, which is a controller they have now, and it has rumble.
You know what really kind of makes me mad?
I don't know. I think that Sony's going to eventually patent this.
They probably will, but I kind of wish that Microsoft and Bungie can kiss and make up.
You mean
but
Sony?
What'd I say?
You said Bungie.
I said Bungie. Microsoft and Sony could kiss and make up, but then Microsoft would kick them in the balls.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I want to happen.
So let's get off the touchpad here. Let's go to the analog sticks. So now the analog sticks on the PlayStation, you know, they used to be that convex, you know, convex, you know, would come out. Mm-hmm. And now in the, you know, Microsoft's always used to be concave, where it'd cave in.
Yeah.
Well, now, the analog sticks, they're in the same position, so, you know, it's kind of in that weird, awkward position, but they have rims around the edges, which makes them easier to grip, and they have, you know, they are concave. There's more space between the analog sticks, which prevents thumb collisions when tilting them close together. So, now, the next thing on this DualShock 4 is the speaker. It features a speaker underneath the touchscreen. They didn't really say what it was used for, but it does have a speaker for some reason. Now, it has a share button, and it allows quick access to social networks. I don't know why you would want that, but it does have a share button that allows quick access to social networks. So, if you know, want to share something, then you can do that. I don't know why. Maybe share your kill-death ratio on Call of Duty or something to Facebook or something. I don't know. But the next thing is this Move light strip. And Austin, me and you were talking about this, you know, a little bit before the show, was this little light strip. Mm-hmm. It has this built-in light that activates or that interacts with this newly revealed stereo camera, and the light will allow the PlayStation 4 to identify the position of players in their room in three dimensions. So this light interacts with this camera, and it's a lot like the Kinect, sort of.
That's pretty cool.
Sort of. But it allows, this camera can see you in three dimensions just because of this light. So it might, just because you have the controller, it might say, you might have to, like, move your shoulder to the right to do something, you know, like, it will track body movement as well, so you might have to jerk, you know, spin around, something like that. It might be something really cool for shooters, you know, bringing something really cool, this new element of gaming, to where you actually have to move.
Now, Microsoft has oh, I need to get closer. Okay, Microsoft has announced a little thing they've been working on for Xbox, and it's probably going to be out for 720 if they do make it, but what it's supposed to do is, if you have blank walls in your room...
We talked about this, the projector, the projection technology.
Yeah, if that happens, then Microsoft's probably going to be back up there by PlayStation like they are now.
Well, that... All that that does... you know, and one thing is, if they could come to their agreements, and if PlayStation, if Microsoft doesn't already have a patent for this projection technology, PlayStation could somehow get this projection technology and use that. And could you imagine having this war battle, like playing Call of Duty or Halo, and have this freaking war zone everywhere around your room, even on the ceiling, and you having to move with your controller, with this little light and this stereo camera, having to move with the controller. You know how lifelike that would be?
Yeah, that'd be
That would be awful. Really crazy. That would be so cool, and I would totally buy that if, you know, a console had that. So that light strip is basically like the PlayStation Move, but it's a lot more than just that. And we'll see a little bit more about that when the console, you know, actually releases and we have more games, you know, that use that. So the next thing is the triggers. You know, one of the PlayStation 3's controllers' biggest thing was its triggers. They were convex, you know, making it easy for, you know, your fingers to slip off. And it fixes this problem with more angular convex triggers. So they're still convex, but they're at a different angle. So it does fix that little issue with your fingers slipping off of them. And the last thing is it has enhanced rumble and less latency. So for those of you that don't know what latency is, the time that it, like latency, is the time it takes for the message to get from the controller to the console and do what it needs to do. On the Xbox 360, I don't know like how much latency it has, but there's a very, very, very split second that when you push that controller that nothing happens. It's really, really, really not enough for you to tell, but it's there. You can. It's really very, very slight, but it's still there. So this new DualShock is super fast. It's super, super fast. I saw the demo of it, and like there's very little latency, and it has that enhanced rumble. So the next thing is Sony PlayStation 4 supports free-to-play episodic gaming. So the boss, Andrew House, announced that the company's next console, the PlayStation 4, allows developers to explore new models like free-to-play and episodic gaming. So through the PS3's lifecycle, Sony provided more open to alternative business models than its competition, partnering with Valve to incorporate Portal 2 between Steam on the PC and the PS3. So this free-to-play revolution that comes to sweep PC gaming's relatively small footprint on the system. Perhaps with the support of the larger hard drive, the PlayStation 4 will see free-to-play grow exponentially in the same way it has on PC. So Sony has yet to address its possibility of encouraging the wealth of alternative price points that has helped indie games of all stripes flourish on the PC digital download services, but that's another possible upside to Sony's move beyond the $60 box products and that currently dominate the console landscape. So basically, there's going to be some games that come out that are free to play.
For PlayStation?
For PlayStation 4. No, some games will come out and they will be free to play.
That's really cool.
That'd be very cool.
It's kind of getting hot in this room, Tyler.
It is. I'm probably about to turn on a fan. But I mean, this free to play games. What the freak?
What
but
just happened?
Free to play games. That is right. So I've. All right. So yeah, Sony supports free to play games. Me and Austin just had a serious mess up in the template, and it started playing some music, and yeah, it was just all crazy. So. Yeah, free-to-play games. Wouldn't that be sweet?
It would be.
You just get one game, even if it's just like, a little indie game, which is basically all it is. Like, your little 20 Microsoft indie games, those are free on, like, the PlayStation 4. So it's really cool. Now, let's get into the last thing that we're going to talk about with the PlayStation 4, and then we're going to get into everybody's favorite segment, Minecraft Madness. Well, maybe not everybody, just Austin. Yeah. So, so the games of PlayStation 4. So, these are the games that are set to release on the PlayStation 4 that will come out eventually. They may not, be release games, but the first one is Deep Down by Capcom. It's a fantasy adventure that appears to offer cooperative monster hunting. It's all we know so far. So, Bungie's game, Destiny. So, Bungie has also announced a same-day release on PS3 and PS4, as well as PlayStation-exclusive content for Destiny. You see, Austin, this is what I was talking about right here. PlayStation-exclusive content. This is something that I've been talking about. If you notice that the Xbox 360 came out before the PlayStation 3, the Xbox gets all the exclusive things, like Revolution for Black Ops 2. PlayStation doesn't have it yet. They have to wait longer to get the map packs. Now, since the PlayStation 4 is coming out, I predicted that it would get the exclusive content. And that's basically what it says. For Destiny, all your map packs are going to come out for PlayStation first. It's basically what's going to happen. So, that, you can expect that because they're going to want the console that comes out first to get all the good stuff. Unless the PlayStation 4 fails, which I very, very, very... like, very highly doubt that that will happen.
Yeah, that
so
will too.
I really doubt it'll happen. So, Diablo
watch it,
3...
Watch it happen. Watch it happen.
It probably won't happen. Diablo 3 is another game that will be on there. It announced a new partnership with Sony that'll bring the famed developer back into the console scene. This game, in the partnership of Diablo 3, will be retooled for consoles and will release on both PS4 and PlayStation 3. So, PlayStation 3, you guys are also going to be getting Diablo 3. So that'll be a really cool thing. Now, notice how it's not coming out for 360. Well, Sony is getting... I mean, Sony is getting a lot for just
Diablo
coming out this
ever
PS4.
Out for Xbox?
No. Yeah, Blizzard hasn't made a console game in forever.
Blizzard?
They're the people that made Diablo 3. You know, the people that made World of Warcraft and all that?
Oh.
Yeah. So the next one is Drive Club by Evolution Studios, and it's a team-based racing that takes center stage in the PlayStation 4 title from Evolution. So the next thing is Infamous Second Son by Sucker Punch. The superhero power trip of the Infamous series continues for the PlayStation 4. So this is a third Infamous game. Now, Austin, I know you love Infamous.
Oh, yeah, I love Infamous. I still remember the part you couldn't get past, and I accidentally passed it not knowing what part it was.
Yeah, and the next thing, this is a game series that I've always loved on PlayStation, and that's one of the reasons why I wish that I would have stayed with it, is Killzone. So Killzone Shadowfall by Guerrilla Games. The Killzone series is back again with a new entry entitled Shadowfall. The first look at the game included plenty of adrenaline-inducing moments, like hanging by a rope from a plane to shoot down enemies. So I'm going to actually look up this because it looks freaking sweet. So the next thing is a game called Knack by Japan Studio. And so a little guy named Knack, he's the starring character in this new game, and it's all about a war against goblins. So it's kind of like Tack and the Power of Juju, sort of, but, you know. I honestly, like, don't know how that's going to work, but whatever. Yeah, so the next game is Watch Dogs. Now, we saw Watch Dogs at E3 2012, and Ubisoft was cagey on where you'd be able to play the game. We assumed it was going to be next gen, you know, but Ubisoft wouldn't share any details. But it finally confirmed that the game will be coming to PlayStation 4 and showed some brand new gameplay. Watch Dogs was this game at E3. I remember us talking about it here on the show. Watch Dogs was this freaking game that we was just like, what the heck is that? You know, did you ever see Watch Dogs gameplay?
Yeah.
It looked really cool. We thought it was going to be the next Rainbow Six, is I think what we thought.
Didn't he hack the phone and hack the street lot?
Yeah.
It looks really cool. It makes me think of Assassin's Creed 3.
Watch Dogs looks like a really cool game. I'm definitely buying it. This is a freaking sweet looking game. The next game that's coming out here is The Witness by Jonathan Blow. And ever since the release of Braid, we've all been excited about Jonathan Blow's new project. And The Witness was announced quite a while ago, but Sony's conference, we learned that it would be premiering on its next console. And it will lead the charge for Sony's new platform, allowing developers to self-publish their own games in an open environment. So see, this guy, he's not even part of a freaking company. He's just independent. It's pretty neat.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next thing is we have an unannounced Final Fantasy, an unannounced Quantic Dream project, and an unannounced Media Molecule game.
Okay.
So those are the games you can look forward to seeing on the PlayStation 3. I'm sorry, PlayStation 4. So that's right.
I do have one question. What's the music for? Just music.
Yeah, just music.
Okay. Anyways, one thing. Now I can't remember. Oh yeah. This has been rumored all over the place, but people are saying Assassin's Creed 3 is not going to be the last Assassin's Creed, and I've actually been wanting to look up if there's going to be an Assassin's Creed 4, but I have not had the time.
I bet you they will come out with something on the next-gen consoles.
Probably, but like if you think about it, they actually do need to make one, because Assassin's Creed 3, the way it ended... Well, spoiler alert for all you people out there, Desmond dies, and Desmond dies, and apparently some evil person comes out of the apple and starts to take over the world. Lilith. And you still have Sean and all your buddies there. It could start up as you playing as one of them, or a new guy who comes in the group, or something could happen and Desmond magically revives, like a little fairy comes and touches him on the head with a wand.
It could be anything.
It could be, but I mean, like, the way that ended, you really think that they're going to make another game?
They probably will come out with something on next gen.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying. All right. So, now, I believe that it is about time for that special time of the podcast. That is right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Minecraft it is madness. Time for some Minecraft madness. Minecraft madness!
Welcome back, all you lovely, beautiful, gorgeous, and some ugly people out there. I'm sorry, I had to say that. If you are ugly, don't take it defensive, even though
but
I hate
you're
ugly.
No. All right, so it's time for Minecraft Madness.
Tyler, I don't think that hurt. Let's see. Minecraft Madness, bitches. Madness. Okay, anyways. So, wait, am I supposed to use language?
Yeah, you can. Whatever, dude.
Woo! All right. Anyways, for lots of... Let's see. Anyways.
Minecraft Madness.
Fifth
title
time, basically. And, well, we're going to be talking about Title Update 9. Tyler, you need to pull up... Yeah, you're
that's I'm doing it, dude.
Good
I got
job.
It.
Well, Bungie... Oh,
4J.
My God.
4J.
4J has released a couple more pictures about... Wait, yes, but it was on Xbox 360. Is streaming Xbox 360.
Dude, whatever. Did okay. You drop my live stream?
Oh, okay. But anyways, 4J has announced a couple more things for TU9 update, and they have officially announced 100% there will be spawn eggs.
We already knew about that.
Yes, and there will be a end world, which
we already knew about that too.
But I mean, that's all they really announced. So 4J style is boring.
Yeah.
But like.
So let's get to what we like to talk about. What is rumored?
This is all we talk about is rumors. You know, rumors I'm going to be honest. I have not heard any rumors about
really
TU9 yet.
Okay, so what is supposed to come out in TU9? Just the end world?
Well, actually, one thing I have heard rumor is texture packs.
Yeah, texture packs.
They have been working on texture pack support for Xbox 360, and they probably are going to release it with TU9 and the first texture pack, which they have announced. If they do release texture packs, it's going to be the same amount of Microsoft points as skin packs.
So, see, you're going to have to pay for your texture packs.
Yes. Like, I mean, it's going to be like a game I had on for like Black Ops and stuff like that. I mean, it's kind of a, like, it's something you'd understand.
Okay.
We're going, okay.
Because I mean, for PC you don't have to pay for your skins. You don't have to pay for your texture packs.
Well, that's because no matter what, you could get the texture packs, skins, and everything for free on PC. Because it's so much easier to hack games from PC.
Yeah,
but true. Xbox stuff is a lot harder.
True that.
So they're gonna do that, and I actually kind of understand why they would do that too. So,
well, I mean, it's whatever. I would probably buy them anyways, but. I think that texture pack support would be pretty cool to have, Minecraft for 360.
If
just,
they
you
do
know,
release...
it gives, like have a medieval looking texture pack
yeah,
for those medieval worlds.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking.
If they do release a texture pack, the first one needs to be a medieval one. It'd be really cool.
You know, one thing that I heard that they might be coming out with is, like,
mods.
The Tekkit mod pack.
Yes,
like
if they have any mods, that's the one they need.
Like the I heard that they might be coming out with, like, Tekkit mod pack.
That was rumored a long time ago, actually before TU7.
Okay, well, I still think it would be very cool to have.
I think it will be. Tekkit. Now, if they do, was Mojang the ones to create Tekkit?
No, that was created by Technic. Yeah, but Mojang signed
a contract with them.
Yeah, they
4J.
Could, you know.
And actually, I think it'd be a pretty good thing for Technic or whatever it
Technic.
Is to like formally get announced out there and everything.
Yeah.
And, like, get
it
started.
Would be a cool thing because, like, Tekkit is a really freaking cool
Tekkit
mod pack.
Tekkit is one of
like,
the best
Tekkit,
ones.
Technic, Hack/Mine, all the ones that come, you know, with the Tekkit or the Technic launcher. Those are all really good mod packs.
But that's really all that's been rumored was the mod pack and
there's really not
pack.
A lot about Title Update 9. I think it's kind of more of a smaller update. There's probably, you know, some bug fixes from, TU8.
Yeah,
going
to 4J's account, scroll through the tweets. Let me see if there's any. But they have announced that they are working on...
texture packs.
Not texture packs. Skin Pack 4.
Skin Pack. Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
They have not really seen any pictures of what's going to be in it. Oh, and yes, apparently an update here has been announced. Sheep will also grow a wool back in TU9. No,
yeah.
I don't know what the time frame of it's going to be.
That would be cool.
Probably like 2 days, Minecraft days.
Yeah. And it doesn't, They never said when TU9
would
be out.
No jungles. So, yeah. Jungles. I've
no jungles.
Wait, go up to, okay, the beach is a beach. Tyler, click that. It's right. Yeah, click that. Says
in this is talking about that would
the beach is a beach. Yes.
Yeah, it's just something talking about one of their live streams is what it is.
Oh, okay. We'll go back because there was something else there.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm sorry. No, go down. Scroll down. Keep going.
This is it talking about texture packs. Like I said, they're.
No, keep going. Yes, something obvious. What's that? Click it.
I don't know where.
No, it's down. It's one of their yeah, that. Oh.
Dude. Okay. That's the same conversation.
Well, I didn't know.
It's just a texture pack. They were using texture packs. That's what it's saying is you get texture packs.
And so they formally announced texture packs.
So they're going to have texture packs, pretty much is what they're saying.
Sweet. Well, yeah, and I'm sorry.
Is that it for Minecraft Madness? Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah.
What?
Minecraft is awesome. Thank you very much for listening to Minecraft Madness. We shall move on to our next subject with Tyler. And you keep trying to cut me off.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. So let's get out of the Minecraft scene and let's go into the end discussion and the breakdown. So let's go to the discussion. Alright guys, now it's time for us to get into our discussion. So this week's discussion is over. Next generation consoles,
we've basically covered
that. But one thing I want to discuss is Call of Duty. The next Call of Duty.
Now, have they even announced the next Call of Duty?
No, but there is going to be a Call of Duty that comes out next year. Or this year, because, you know, that's how it is, Call of Duty every year. So this is what I want to discuss about. Will there be a Modern Warfare 4, or will we see a new console that is, a launch title for the PlayStation 4 and, these other next-gen consoles? And we'll also talk about, some specs, and let's talk about, some of the specs on the PlayStation 3 that we've already covered, and also, what Xbox could do to compete with it. So first thing, let's talk about the,
Call of Duty.
The Call of Duty. So Austin, what do you think? Let's kind of debate here. Do you think that there will be another Modern Warfare, or do you think that we will see a new series?
Well, if they make another Modern Warfare, it's probably going to be a lot like Black Ops, considering there's no more Infinity Ward. It's all Treyarch now.
Well, it's all Treyarch, yeah.
So if they do, it's going to be a lot like Black Ops, either that or I think Black Ops 2. I think they're going to be like done after Black Ops 2.
I don't think there will be another Black Ops title.
So I think that they're probably going to start
a new Call
of Duty.
There could maybe be a Black Ops 3, but I don't think that they're going to put out Black Ops 3 this year. Since, Black Ops 2 just came out last year. No. I think that they're going to wait and come out, release a new game title, something different.
How many Black Ops games have there been and how many names have they changed?
Black Ops?
I mean, not Black Ops. Call of Duty games.
Call of Duty, okay.
So many games they've changed each one.
Oh, there is Call of Duty, Call of Duty 2, and then there was the expansion pack, Big Red 1. And then there was Call of Duty 3. Was there a Call of Duty 3? Yeah, there was Call of Duty 3. And then there was Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare.
And there was Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2.
Then, no, there was something in between Modern Warfare 2, wasn't there?
World at War.
Yeah, World at War.
No, World at War came before Modern Warfare 4.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. It's an older version. It's an older Call of Duty.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
sure
then
we
it
should
was,
Google that.
Okay, well, we'll just say World at War.
And then Modern Warfare 4, yeah. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Because I remember World at War being out and then Modern Warfare 4 coming out.
Let us check.
Call of Duty
in here. So, Call of Duty. Okay, so there was Call of Duty. 1, 2, 3. Then, that's the World War 2. Then it went to Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3. It doesn't really say. Oh, here it is. Big Red 1,
World at War,
Final Fronts. It doesn't say World at War on here, does it?
World at War is basically World at War, Final Fronts. I mean, because then, see, it has Modern Warfare Mobilized, Modern Warfare.
Well, see, these are for handheld titles.
Oh, handheld titles.
And see, these are the canceled titles, Devil's Brigade and Combined Forces.
Why were they canceled?
I don't know. Oh, here's World at War. Yeah, these are the Black Ops stories. Let's see when this came out. World at War came out in 2008, and Modern Warfare came out in 2007, so I was correct.
Oh, it did come out a year earlier, okay.
Okay, so look, here's our timeline. Call of Duty, Call of Duty 2, Call of Duty 3, Call of Duty 4, World at War,
Modern Warfare 2,
Black Ops, Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 2. I think that they're going to, I don't think they're going to skip back necessarily to, you know, the old World War II Cold War days.
They can't now, considering they've already been
since they've moved into the future, I don't think that they can do that. I think they're going to come out with some kind of new future thing, and I think it's going to be further in the future than Black Ops. It could be way further in the future. Something like Ghost Recon Future Soldier, where you've got
Invisibility,
you know, something kind of like Halo.
If they do that, like go back in time, then they would have to have a whole backstory that connects to all the Black Ops from Modern Warfare games.
No, has there ever been a backstory the game that's a series? Now, in the series games, like Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3, those games all connect. But
they all connect.
There's no link between Call of Duty 4 and World at War.
There's no link at all because it's a Black Ops series.
Exactly. Okay, now see, Black Ops and Black Ops 2, they link together because of Alex Mason. Yeah. All right? They link together. Now, if they make a Black Ops 3, then it will probably continue, you know, in Mason's story. Like, you know, Alex Mason, something like that, you know, something with Section, something like that. So I think that if they do another Call of Duty, it will be futuristic, and I'd like to see it... very futuristic. Really futuristic.
It'd be cool. Like, what? There was one game where when you, like, change weapons, the gun would disintegrate, and then, like, another gun would appear in your hands, like, rebuild itself into a different gun.
Well, it's kind of like in Halo 4, Promethean weapons.
Like, when you first pick up a Promethean
weapon. When you first pick it up,
it
assembles itself.
Yeah, it assembles itself. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, yeah.
I don't know what game you're talking about.
Some game, it went all like pixelated and it came into another gun.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. That's something that they should do and stuff. Like we talked about before, the Peacekeeper in Black Ops 2 is really the only gun that looks futuristic.
Looks futuristic, yeah.
And all the other guns are like modern looking guns. I don't see why.
Well, because it's not that far in the future, so we wouldn't have advanced
in
technology.
2025, but
yeah. It's not too far in the future.
You think they create new guns by then.
Well, that's kind of what the Peacekeeper
is
representing. And, dude, that gun even sounds futuristic. It sounds like a friggin' pack-a-punch weapon. It's like...
It is a really good gun.
It's really got that deep...
It's a slow-shooting submachine gun, though.
Well, but it's really accurate.
It is really accurate. But I honestly thought it should be under the assault rifle section.
Well, it's a hybrid.
Yeah.
So that's why it has the mobility and the mobility of a SMG, and has the accuracy and fire rate of a assault rifle. Has a pretty decent sized clip, you know, 30 bullets. But let's get off Black Ops 2. So is that all you have to say about Call of Duty?
Yeah.
All right. So now let's see. What do you think that Xbox can do to compete with the PlayStation 4? What do you think that they would need to do? Because we already know that since PlayStation 4 has already been announced and it's already has a release date, holiday 2013, that's set in stone. It's pretty much for sure that Xbox is not going to get the first release. It's pretty much for sure. So what would Xbox, in your eyes, Austin, have to do to get people to still want to buy this console, even though, you know, the PlayStation 4 being... how great it looks like it is, what would they need to do to compete? What do you think?
Well, like we were talking about earlier, how Xbox is having the whole projection technology thing. I think if they have that come out and have games such as like Call of Duty and things come out to where it'll be compatible with the projection technology to where you can see on your walls, I think if they did that, then I think that it will be able to compete with PS4. But the only thing that's going to ruin it is if they turn all the, for the projection technology, if they turn the whole thing into kid games, such as Kinectimals and stuff like that. If they do that again, then I think they're just going to drop behind. Because Kinect was a majorly bought thing, but some people was kind of not impressed of all the games that came out for
it. Well, Kinect was a good idea.
It was.
And it's still really good, but it needs improvements. Like, the better games, I mean, sure, it's better than the Wii for, like, Just Dance and stuff, but you had games like, did you ever play Kinectimals?
I did a little
Okay, Kinectimals, all right? Freaking Kinectimals was, like, the hardest Kinect game ever. You know, we bought it for my little cousin, and she's, like, 8 years old. And, you know, you'd get these animals, and then you'd have to train them to do all this freaking crazy stuff. And it was too hard. It looked like, you know, a little kid game. But it took the mind of, at least me, a 16-year-old. It took the mind of people like that to, you know, do the things that you had to do to freaking, to play it.
Yeah, I know.
It was really too difficult for the kids that, you know, for the kids that were
Tower
playing
off their phone.
But it was just too difficult of a freaking game. They, like, Kinectimals was a fail. Will you agree with me that Kinectimals was a fail?
It was kind of fun, but, I mean, it was a fail for being a kid game.
Well, yeah, it came across as a kid game. And it wasn't a kid game.
It was not.
Obviously not a kid game.
No.
It was a good game, but like I said, Kinect, it needed improvement. It's got, you know, video Kinect and stuff, but it needed improvement. But I think Sony having that camera is gonna, you know, make it be really cool, because, like, the whole body tracking in three dimensions. Because, you know, even with the Kinect, your body tracking's only in 2D. You know?
Yeah.
So your body tracking is only in two dimensions, but having it in three dimensions allows you to do a lot more. I really don't have anything else to say. We've been going for 57 minutes. I honestly think, though, Austin, just give your honest opinion. Try and be unbiased. Just look at the facts. Okay.
Unbiased.
Xbox unbiased means, you know, even though you've played Xbox for all your life, just put that aside. And just look at it like this. PlayStation has announced everything that they're going to announce right now. We have official stuff. Okay, Xbox hasn't announced crap. And the stuff that PlayStation announced is really good. So, the question that I'm going to ask you, I already know what I'm going to say. But the question I'm asking you is, do you think which console will win? Okay, this is what, which console is going to win? The PlayStation 4 or the 360? If the PlayStation 4 releases before the new Xbox.
Well, I think that if the PlayStation 4 releases before the Xbox, it's probably going to get the most people playing. But when the Xbox comes out, I'm pretty sure it will lose.
It'll attract new people.
Yeah.
And it will. PlayStation will lose some people because that's, you know, that's just human nature that people are going to do that. But overall, who's going to win? Who do you think in the long run? Do you picture Xbox being able to bounce back like that?
Well, PlayStation couldn't.
No, PlayStation couldn't bounce back. And they came out with some really cool stuff for the PS3.
And so did Xbox. But,
see, I don't think they're going to be able to compete. And I'm being unbiased. I mean, I've played both.
So have I.
And
but I'm still not a very big fan of PlayStation.
Well, I mean, I played PlayStation for half of my life. Since I was like, what? I've had that Xbox for like 2 years now. I've been playing Xbox for 2 years and I really like it. But I mean, I've seen both sides of this gaming scene. I've seen, like I said, I've seen both sides. So I can give an unbiased opinion. So I think, honestly, if the PlayStation 4 gets released before the Xbox 360, that we will see the PlayStation 4 lead and get all the exclusive content.
Yeah.
Austin, what do you think?
I don't think so, too.
Well, you guys heard it here on the FPS Freaks podcast. If you guys would like to tell us what you thought, tweet us at FPS Freaks on Twitter with the hashtag FPS Freaks podcast. And who knows, we might just read your tweets on next week's episode. So, next week's episode, we're going to try to have that special guest that we were talking about that holds the world record in Black Ops 2. And we never really talked about what his record was. So, I'll tell you what the record was. He holds the world record for the very first 100 plus gameplay with a default class and using default score streaks. So that's pretty cool, isn't it, Austin?
Yeah.
Very cool, actually. So we're going to try and have that guy on the show next week. So we'll see you guys then. And you know what? Just tweet us on our Twitter. Check us out at FPS Freaks. Email us at fpsfreakspodcast@gmail.com. And check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/FPS Freaks. Austin, you have anything else to say?
Nope.
Me neither. So we'll see you on the next episode of the FPS Freaks Podcast.
Just listen.
Okay, wait, before we start, I have a question for both of you. Have you ever been so hungry, have not been able to find anything, and then you open up your cabinets and you see this little thing of icing? Have you ever just gotten a spoon and ate it?
Yeah.
I love doing that.
Ow.
What'd you do, Tyler?
Man down.
Did you fall out of your chair?
My chair fell backwards.
Oh, God.
Black down.
I guessed.
Black Hawk down.
Pip down.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Oh, we should have been recording that.
Everything was recording.
I was
seriously about to stop recording, but then after when I heard you say something about I have a question for both of you. I'm like, I'm gonna keep recording this. Just in case.
Get up. I better do the rest of the podcast on the floor. Continue.
Well, whatever. Let's just get started with the show.
Wait. I don't want to hold it up anymore, but I'm gonna go grab me a Dr. Pepper before we start because I gotta put my phone on charge anyways.
Okay.
So go, yeah, be right back.
Yep.
Dr. Pepper. Queer. He's running through his house singing Dr. Pepper.
All right, let's get this thing started so I can start watching. So I can go back to watching my My Little Pony videos.
Oh, dog, God. You're like a brony or something, aren't you?
I am a brony.
Oh.
I was at his house watching it.
Yeah, I told him to get out.
With his sister.
Told him to get out.
By the way, that's something right.
Tyler, your sister likes it too now.
I'll tell her to get out. Catching my breath, letting it go. Turning my cheek for the sake of the show. Now that you know.
Bag it.